Catching up with Scott from Woodland Firearms in Berga, getting a Berga County, Houghton County report. I appreciate some of your time, bud.
No problem. Glad to do it.
Well, I know you've had some traffic in there, but I know that as of this morning, there was still no ice on Keweenaw Bay. Is it getting close?
It's getting close. Just even 2 nights ago, it was warm out, but it skimmed over, but then that's about it. But it's open again this morning. So in the next week, if we get some cold weather, it should start closing up.
Boy, that'd be nice, huh?
Well, yeah, that'd be nice. Guys are getting pretty anxious out here, but, you know, it's still early. So typically it's the end of January before we get on there, so.
Well, we'll hope that that continues, and you'll see some fishable lice here, at least at the head of the bay here in the next few weeks. How about Huron Bay? I mean, come on. It's got to be about time that they get some fishing in on Huron Bay, even if they're not getting out very far.
Yeah, they're not. You know, it was frozen off the Pine Point there for a while, which is where guys like to go to begin their white fishing. But now it's opened up again. So I talked to a guy yesterday. He said they're getting out about 40 feet off the shore out towards Pine Point. There's a lot of current out there to keep it open. But back in the bay further towards the end of Huron Bay, they are getting out there some. But it's spotty still.
So you're saying it's pretty dangerous. You got to be very careful.
You better be careful. You better spud your way out to make sure you got the ice you're looking for. Because there is quite a bit of current in the back end of that bay on Huron Bay. So you just have to use your head and be careful.
Now, I heard about walleye in, you know, kind of the dirtier water right there at the head of the bay near Aura. Is that the case right now, or is it only whitefish?
No. There's walleye and pike back in there. That's pretty decent fishing. And if you know where to go, there's some troughs that you can actually hold perch as well, good-sized ones. So,
oh, really?
So it can be a mixed bag, but you have to be patient and move around. Be willing to move around a little bit, check the ice, and keep moving until you find what you're looking for. Then there are some troughs out there that hold some decent fish, so.
I've never heard about anybody doing well on perch. I mean, it must not be something you can really target. You just kind of get them as a bycatch?
You get them as a bycatch, yeah. But like I say, offshore on the Aura side, there are some trenches out there close to shore. If you know where they are, you can get in them, and they do hold perch. So, but again, it's really sketchy out there.
Well, be careful if you're one of those brave people, but I certainly wouldn't recommend it yet. It's good to hear about those perch, man. I can't imagine a perch tasting any better than out of Lake Superior. So that kind of piques my interest a little bit.
Yeah, they're nice fish. And, you know, they're not the 15-inch jumbos, but there are some decent perch coming out of there occasionally. So.
All right, Scott. Well, I got to talk to you about the big news, which is Portage and Chassel Bay, and then get to any of the inland lakes, too. So we can get a little more time from you later this hour.
You betcha. Glad to.
Scott from Woodland Firearms in Berga. We'll talk about his customers coming in buying bait for ice fishing and go up to Portage Lake later this hour right here on the Outdoor Show.